Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You gave it to me. Right? No, seriously. And then the woman said, no, the serpent. So what are we looking at? We're looking at the spirit of accusation. What is the devil? The accuser. So they taking on another nature. No, not my fault, her fault. No, not my fault, his fault. Tell somebody, take heed what you hear. Shut down the gossips. Shut down the talebearers. Shut down the liars, the evil speakers. Don't listen. You know what? That toxicity in your spirit. So here, let's take a look at the word wrestle, what it means to wrestle, because transformation is warfare. You have to wrestle sometimes to get loose or free from some things that have explained you. Then you've been in agreement with it in your speech all these years. You got to wrestle. You got to grapple. Anybody ever wrestled in here? How many wrestled? Like, WWE? How many wrestlers we got in here? How many know about wrestling? What? I used to watch it. Joseph, you wrestled? Who else wrestled over? What'd you wrestle? Oh, you wrestled? Okay. You win anything? You won it all, didn't you? Yeah, okay. You won it all. Yeah, I know you. I can tell. I know you was bad. Anybody else wrestled? Let me give you a definition of wrestle. Because, see, we have to wrestle today. If you don't know how, you need to learn. Amen. See, wrestling is not like boxing. Amen. Boxing, you can stay a distance, you know, use your jab. Or kickboxing, you can kick and, you know, get around. No, wrestling is different. Once they grab you, it's a whole different philosophy you got to. Okay, he got me. Got me around the neck. You know, he got me on my back. What am I going to do? You got to know how to grapple. And see, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop wrestling with people. Let them tell you off and then pray that off of you. And then go back and love them anyhow. Let God deal with that. But deal with the spirit behind them. I bind you, you foul spirit of strife. Hello? You have authority there, but we wrestle, we grapple. The definition of wrestle, it means to, let me take this off, to take part in a fight, either as sport or in earnest. It involves grappling with one's opponent and trying to throw or force them to the ground. Now understand, we're in a wrestling match. Amen. Amen. The same thing we're trying to do is the same thing our opponent is trying to do. Amen. Trying to throw you to the ground. Another definition, it means to force someone into a particular position. Yeah. Anybody know the wiles of the devil? Amen. Trying to force you into a particular position by grappling with you or trying to throw you to the ground. Amen. Another definition, to move or manipulate something in a specified way with difficulty and some physical effort. Tell somebody it's going to take some effort on your part. The hottest spot in the world for war right now is not Ukraine. It's between your two ears. Amen. Where we have authority to deal with the thoughts, to deal with the influences, with the oppressions, with anything the enemy will come against us, what we have authority to grapple with it. But some stuff doesn't come at you once. And some stuff that you've been steeped in, you got to really go at the root of that. You got to stay consistent with that until you break that habit and then change your habitation. Because your habits make up your habitation. And some people have gotten so used to settling, now you got to start getting active. I will go as far as to say even today, you won't even find faith until you start moving. It's not coming to you. It's not going to drop in your lap. God's not going to do just stuff overnight and just drop. No, he's waiting for you to move. He's waiting for you to do something. He's waiting for you to say something. Hello, somebody. He's waiting for you to have a thought. He's waiting for you to have an action. He's waiting for you to activate. When you were a child, he did everything for you. Changed your diaper. Fed you. Rocked you to sleep. After a while, he said, no more diapers. I need you to start eating some meat. Matter of fact, sometimes God will get quiet on you. Amen. Some people that know don't know him well. When he gets quiet, you think you done sinned and God done left you, or you don't know what's wrong. No, when God is quiet, heaven's watching.
Amen.
He never takes his eye off of you. He's watching. Watching a lot of times to see if you're going to go with what you already know.
Amen, amen.
Didn't hear a word from him today, but I already know him. Amen. I know how to walk this way. Amen. Till he starts talking to me. Amen. Till he starts instructing me. Listen. You have to walk with a little child. You got to watch a little child all the time. Amen. You know, where he at? He over there, you got to run after him over there, right? You got to stay up with him because they'll get into stuff. You do a grown-up like that. That's called stalking. Where's she at? Where my wife at? You seen Pastor? Get the popo involved. Come on, tell somebody you got to grapple. That's why we got to take care of these temples. And that's why you got to be mentally focused. You can't be scattered everywhere. You got to be mentally sharp. See, the real you, that's why you got to discover the real you, the real mind of Christ in you. You have the mind of Christ. You got a brilliant mind. Tell somebody right now, I'm brilliant. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I have the mind of Christ. What we have to do is change those air conditioning filters. I just had to change some at home a little while ago. I thought, man, that thing on the little Nest thing didn't go off. You know, it usually tell you to change. It didn't go off. So I said, one of them was real dirty. But the moment you change it, the air start coming in the room like it's supposed to. Oh, it is. Let's turn that air down. Right? Just about change the filters. The air is blowing. You just need to change the filters. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So to wrestle, it means to take part in a fight. Amen. A fight. Oh, yes. Either as a sport or in earnest. It involves grappling. You know, in ancient Rome and Greece, they were known for sport and a lot of other crazy stuff, but known for sport. And their wrestlers would, see, they get in the arena, and sometimes if they win, they live. They lose, it's like, so it was for real. What they would do, they, like Esther, they would soak in oil.
Amen. Amen.
Months. Months and months and months and months before a major event, they would soak themselves in oil. So that when they got into the arena against their opponent, who soaked himself in oil too, everybody was slippery. I mean, when you wet like that, you're slippery. It's hard to grapple with somebody that's all oiled up. You grab them, you know, they slip right out. So they oiled themselves. You know, in this sense, to me, The oil is symbolic of Holy Spirit. Tell somebody, do you need some oil? If the devil been just grabbing you and knocking you down and taking you over and beating you down all the time, tell somebody, you need to oil up. He ain't got no right just throwing you down, pinning you in the first 10 seconds of the match. Pin. You out. 10 seconds, pin. You need some oil. When he go to grab you, you slip out from under him. I ain't running. I stand right toe to toe with you because you can't hold me because I'm too oily. You might go to grab me, but I slip out of that one. Matter of fact, I'm going to grab you. That's what it is. It's putting them in a position where you can throw them to the ground or defeat them. How many know the weapons of our warfare to cast down? Tell somebody, get ready to wrestle. The body of Christ is going to take over. Amen. It's going to fulfill everything God said before Jesus comes. In Genesis chapter 15, let's look at verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto Abram. His name is Abram at the time. Saying, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. So Abram was a bit distraught, disturbed, discouraged about only one in his house was Eliezer. He would be heir to everything. God said, no, that ain't happening. It's not going to be Eliezer. God had another plan. Okay, let's establish that. The Lord said, no, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. So right now, you got a problem. Amen. There's a real issue here. His wife, she was barren, Amen. Unable to have children, never had a child, Amen. Wasn't looking to have any children. You know, it was beyond hope. Look at somebody and say, but God said. He said, out of your bowels. All right? Let's take a look at the character of Abram and some of the things. Look in chapter 16. And verse 1. Now, Sarah, Abram's wife. Now, this is Sarai and Abram, not Sarah and Abraham. Sarah, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had in hand made an Egyptian whose name was Hagar. Sarai said unto Abram, behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Look at somebody say, big mistake.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.